isn't because he has an unshakable belief that his way is the right way. Rather, he has an unshakable belief that teaching and training primarily serve to restrain a person's natural instinct for the way that something should be done. And there is a naivety in that belief which manifests itself in a creative output that ensures his uniqueness, honesty, and integrity. All of his coaches in football told him that they couldn't coach him because he played in such a way that seemed to galvanize the entire team. He'd play passes or take up positions that were not like anything he'd ever coach a player who had come through a youth team or an academy. And when he started writing his columns for The Guardian, it was the same. I can remember Paul Johnson, the deputy editor of the paper, saying to him, "It's a different style of writing. You never train a journalist this way. That's what makes it so good." He lives for comments like that. He loves the fact that he can turn his hand to something and hold his own. That's how he feels about football. He's an outsider coming in, and he's actually doing it, in his own way, as well as anyone else, while everyone else is left scratching their head asking, how? When he signed for his first big team, an ex-England player who was already at the club did an interview with a local paper, no less, in which he said that if the club wanted to do anything significant, then it should not be signing players from the lower leagues. He probably won't thank me for telling you the story because it